This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You know what I mean? Scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all the good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I'm your host today, as Bradley is traveling this afternoon. I'm Tim Brown, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. For our Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about. I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God, and I'll be filling in for Bradley today live here from the U.S. occupied great state of South Carolina. And just took a stroll outside. It feels wonderful here. I hope it's that way in your neck of the woods, wherever you are. Thank you for tuning in with us today. If you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're going to talk a few things going on at sonsoflibertymedia.com, which are a part of what's going on in our culture today, in just a moment. Also, if you'd like to follow us, we're across a number of places on social media. Of course, Facebook, look up Bradley Dane or Sons of Liberty, and you will find us there. Also, we can be found at Minds.com, Gab, Spreely, MeWe, and USA.life, as well as you can find, or you can follow Bradley on Twitter at Bradley Dean 1, B-R-A-D-L-E-E, Dean 1 there. Also, if you'd like to chime in, today's just going to be kind of a hodgepodge, okay, because Bradley was hitting on something yesterday that, you know, I've kind of thought about. And as an editor, look, you know, people write different things. They come from different perspectives, but you can see the influence that's been over even conservative writers. They just think it's great when Donald Trump just rips the head off of his, quote-unquote, political opponents. I call him his WWE opponent. For those of you who don't understand that kind of concept, let me explain real quickly, as I did earlier to some people this morning. The WWE concept is this. When I was a kid, we had something called Mid-Atlantic Wrestling. Okay, as far as I know, wrestling was something that was sort of regional, and you had in different regions of the country, you had, you know, your wrestling superstars, whatever. So when I was a kid, you know, we used to watch Mid-Atlantic Championship Wrestling that had Ricky Steamboat, it had Rick Youngblood, Jake the Snake. trying to think of some of these old names. There was this guy from, I think he was from Iran, or that's where he claimed to be, the Iron Sheik, all these guys, Jimmy the Superfly Snuka. Some of you guys are probably laughing because you probably haven't heard some of these names. Ric Flair, right? Ric Flair from up in the other Cackalacka. I'm from South Cackalacka. He's up there in North Cackalacka. So all of these guys were, you know, you're tuned in on Saturday afternoon. And you kind of got your case. And there's no doubt that a person has to be in good physical shape to be doing some of the things they did. But overall, there is an act that's put on. Most of the time, it's a well-controlled act. They practice a lot. They do all these kinds of things. But when they're on TV, they're shouting at one another. They, you know, betray one another. They're pointing the finger and doing all these things. And then when you catch them out together, you know, away from the cameras, away from, you know, Mid-Atlantic Championship Wrestling at the time, they're the best of friends. They're having dinner together. Their wives are best friends. They're going shopping together. You know, they're out at the racetrack together or whatever they're doing. And now it's evolved to something called WWE. I don't even know what that stands for anymore. Worldwide Wrestling Entertainment. I don't even know. But it's a big thing. It's multi-million dollars. Lots of people go to these events. They buy into the act. You know, it's kind of their, I don't know, I guess for some guys, it's sort of a macho soap opera to watch or whatever. Anyway, same thing happened. As I grew older, you know, we used to go out a long time ago when I was maybe in my early 20s or whatever. We used to go out to clubs here in Charlotte. And we would see these guys who were on television at the time. There was something else there. It was like WWF or something. And we used to see a lot of the wrestlers there. Rock and Roll Express, Lex Luthor, Sid Vicious, some of these people. In fact, some of them we got to know and became friends with some of their friends and this and that. But we would see them out there together. And some of these guys are like, you know, mortal enemies on television. But you go there, and they're drinking it up together, laughing, patting each other on the back, going home, you know, after the club. All this, you saw it. And we see it today in American politics. We see the television cameras come on. We see the mouths open with a lot of hot air to, as we used to say when I was a kid, cut people down, you know, make yourself look big and bad because of things you said or you were witty or whatever. But then where's the resolve to do anything about it? And we're going to talk a little bit about resolve later on in this show because we have an update for you on the reports that we've had down in Florida, especially concerning Deanna Williams and the attacks she's been facing from attorneys who've gone after her, those that she has hired, who've taken advantage of her, and the guy who's going after her now by the name of Scott Major down there in Fort Lauderdale. So I'll have some of that as an update later on in the show. So hang with me. But it really got me riled up because I was going, yep, I'm thinking the same thing. I hate to have to put out some fluff pieces because I think that's what they end up being. Donald Trump ripped into this. Oh, the conservatives did that. Oh, they said this. They really gave it to them. You know, and it's a WWE sporting event because for a lot of people in America, they are happy when somebody just says what they're thinking and just really gives it to the quote-unquote political opposition. But they don't do anything to them. They don't do anything to those who are acting criminally, like Ilhan Omar. You don't think that woman's going to get off because of her skin color, because of her gender, because of her religion? They're not going to do anything to her. In fact, if they do something to her, I'll really be surprised. They got her with the campaign finance stuff, right? Oh, it's okay. Just pay us back, you know, what you took. No problem. Don't worry about it. It's a law, but don't worry about it. Now, again, I think some of those laws are kind of silly. The people ought to be wise enough just not to put corrupt people like Ilhan Omar into office in the first place. But you get what I'm saying. So Bradley really riled me up for there. We'll let you know that. I'm going to bring on a couple of different items today. Today will be a little different show for me than you're used to, just because I want to do it that way. So stick with us, 1-866-582-9933. If you want to jump in on any of this, be happy to take your call. Be right back after these messages. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Hang on.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, "Opposition. It is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation.
Hi, friends. I'm Pastor Mike Spaulding, inviting you to join me in Lima, Ohio, July 26th and 27th for the Go Therefore 2019 conference. You can go to gotherefore.conference.com for registration information. Some of our many speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, Dr. Michael Lake, Dr. John Diamond, L.A. Marzulli, Jamie Walden, Doug Woodward, Russ Dizdar. gotherefore.conference.com for registration information. gotherefore.conference.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
All right, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-582-9933. This is kind of like, I don't know, Open Line Thursday today. If you want to chime in on some of this, I'm happy to take some of your comments. But let's just take one of the things from the news at the top of the hour, because we've covered this here on Sons of Liberty Media, this budget deal bill. Now, you listened to the guy. I don't know who the guy is who does the news there. He talked to you about the budget deal. Many conservatives are concerned that this is going to add to the national debt. We're not concerned it's going to add to the national debt. We know it's going to add to the national debt. We know it. And this deal that's called bipartisan, and always be careful when you hear that term, because that just means they both ganged up to benefit from whatever usually illegal activity they're fixing to do. And there's no doubt that this budget deal contains a ton of not bipartisan spending. Think of it this way. It contains a bunch of unconstitutional, illegal, criminal spending. Spending on things we never authorized these guys to spend on. Ever, never, never. Okay? And I'll remind you of something else, too. When these guys talk about, oh, we've got to build up our military. Okay? And they want to talk to you about military spending. You need to understand something. Ron Paul was exactly right. The majority of military spending is not for defense. It is for empire building. It is for putting military bases all across the globe. It has nothing to do with protecting us. It has to do with intimidation. Okay? It doesn't matter who's in the White House over it. And this is an attack on the military. What I'm saying is this. Whoever gets in that office, they just think they can do whatever they want to do. No, they can talk about the Constitution all they want, ignorantly, because they don't know it. But they just think they can spend money, they can move military around and do whatever they want to do. But the Constitution is supposed to restrict them And here's the sad part. The majority of Americans, and I'll say, I'd be willing to say the majority of Americans who are listening to me right now don't have a clue as to what the first 10 amendments to the Constitution actually are. They could cite them. And that's where our problem comes from, because our representatives, they're not our leaders, they're our representatives. Our representatives are a mirror of us, a dumb, ignorant people. You say, well, Tim, I'm not dumb. Oh, well, then I'm not talking to you. But there are a lot of people who hear me, and I would ask you, what's the Eighth Amendment? What's the Fifth Amendment? Just those things. Then let's start getting into what does Article 4, what does Article 1 give us? And what are the limitations there? What are the limitations on the president? When does he actually become commander-in-chief? He's not just commander-in-chief just because he gets elected. It's not what our Constitution says. When we had the issue with Donald Trump was threatening to issue tariffs apart from Congress, where does he get that authority in the Constitution? I mean, I dealt with conservative people over this. Cite article, section, clause. They wouldn't and they couldn't, but they wanted to give me all these talking heads and all these conservative think tanks. They wanted to say, oh, yeah, he can do that because of this law, that, and all. Okay, but if that's the case, where did they get that authority from the Constitution? And nobody wanted to answer that, and I was called all kinds of names by people, but the point was, what does the Constitution say? If we're not going to abide by that, then let's just chuck the thing, and let's just be open and honest about it. That we're just going to do whatever, we're going to let our representatives do whatever they want to do. Let's be honest about it. Okay? That's kind of where I come from. But I think that we ought to hold them to the standard that we've set for them. And that is to say, we've given you authority to do this, and you're not to be doing other stuff. Case in point, $2 trillion national debt to be added to from this budget deal. Now, this same president, and look, I'm not under the delusion that I think Donald Trump can turn the country around. I don't think that. I don't think that at all. But this same president told us in 8 years we'll be out of debt. See, this is where I wish I had the little thing where I could play something through here just to play it so that you hear it. Because he did say that. He's the one who told you we're going to build a massive, beautiful wall. It's going to be $2 billion or $5 billion, and it was 8, and then it was 10, and it was 25, and he can't get any of that money. And the only people I see actually building wall where it wasn't, those guys there were, you know, from where people actually gave them money. And, you know, I got to tell you, I question a lot of the stuff about private property rights and that. The land they're building on is not constitutionally the federal government, so you don't just go in there and do it. People should be owning that land, but that's neither here nor there. That's not my point in this segment. The point is that here it is. Donald Trump still doesn't apparently have his money for his wall. He's willing to have this bipartisan thing that he's willing to endorse with Democrats. And according to Reason.com, here's what it says. The proposed plan will increase current spending caps by $320 billion over the next 2 years, with the spending hikes equally split between domestic programs. Don't you like how they put that? It makes it sound like it's official and it's constitutional and it's good for you. And the military. And the military is not defensive. Keep that in mind when you hear military spending. It's not about defending you. It's about funding the empire. And you can look through history. Just go back to Ronald Reagan. He put a lot of spending in, and a lot of people don't like to talk about it, but Reagan put America 3 times in debt from when he first got in against the Soviet Union. And the Soviet Union tried to spend the money to keep up and basically bankrupt them. We're doing the same thing. If you go back to the Byzantine Empire, they were going bankrupt trying to fund the wars there against the Muslims. And when they went bankrupt, the Muslims just overran them. Is that what we're going to do here? So some people think that we're doing. $320 billion over the next 2 years, with the spending hikes equally split between domestic programs and military. Depending on the details, the budget could add as much as $2 trillion to the national debt, over the next decade. And that's not according to conservatives. That's according to the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget, a nonpartisan group that favors balanced budgets. How about favors constitutional spending? We're told that the government was running surpluses. Remember when we heard that from Bill Clinton? Why wasn't the national debt paid down? You know what a surplus is, right? A surplus is like you and I when we have our family budgets every month, and at the end of the month, somebody comes along and says, hey, I heard you need some money. Here's $1,500, and we got a $1,500 surplus. That's what that means. Now, the rest of us normally would take that money, and we would do what? If we have any debt, we try to pay that off because that has interest that's tied to it, and then it might eliminate a payment or this, that, and the other, right? That's what we would do. Not the federal government. It's just like, oh, we got a surplus. Guess what? We can spend more money. That's just money we can spend. We don't have to go through all this rigmarole with. That's what goes on. That is what goes on. And love him or hate him, Justin Amash was right. He tweeted out, more spending, more debt, more failure of representation. This quote-unquote deal reflects our broken process. A few quote-unquote leaders dictate terms to everyone else. They don't care how bad the deal is for America as long as they maintain power. They then bribe and punish others to get it done. And he's exactly right. He's exactly right. And that's in response to Donald Trump's tweet that said, I'm so pleased to announce that a deal has been struck with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, and House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy on a two-year budget and debt ceiling with no poison pills. Are you kidding me? It's full of them. He hasn't even read it, I'll guarantee you. He hasn't read what's in there. You say, well, you're just going after Trump. No, I'm not going after Trump. I'm going after the whole lot of them. The fact these guys put it together to send to him is a problem in and of itself. The fact that he thinks it's a good thing to take your money and you and the debt and stick it on you, your children's back, your grandchildren's back, and their grandchildren's back, when he promised you to eliminate that debt and to cut spending where that wasn't needed, is an indictment of his own words. It's an indictment of every person in Congress that votes for it and supports it. And who's going to be left holding the bill? You and me. You and me, America. You better wake up. You better wake up. What's going on? Be right back here on SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Hang on.
My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
After Robert Mueller's testimony on Capitol Hill on Wednesday, House Minority Leader from California, Republican Kevin McCarthy, hopes it's all over.
I hope yesterday was a historic day. I hope the failure of what they saw and what they thought they would actually try is the final chapter of this book that they have put us through, the American public, on this Mueller investigation.
Republican lawmakers in the House and Senate are split over supporting a budget deal that will raise the debt. The deal is expected to pass in the Democratic-led House, but on the Senate side, Republican Senator from Louisiana, John Kennedy, sounds like a no.
No, not likely.
Because
you don't have to be Euclid to understand the math here. We are Thelma and Louise headed toward the cliff.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Now, the president did have a call with GOP leaders Thursday morning. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Welcome back to Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Hey, call me in. You want to get behind any of this stuff. I'm willing to hear what you have to say, but we're going to go right back to the Constitution and constitutional spending. And so if you got a problem with that, that's what you're going to hear. And I'm going to ask you for article, section, and clause for some of this unconstitutional spending. Now, with the other thing, I've got about, I don't know, three more things that I want to tackle that come out in the last day or two. Or we're going to cover two here, and then I want to end on a very positive. Okay, I want to end on a very positive note. Show, so I'm saving the best for last, as it were. The story came out that this billionaire pedophile Jeffrey Epstein was found nearly unconscious with injuries to his neck after a possible suicide attempt. Now, I covered this, and I asked, is it a suicide attempt or almost suicided? I mean, this guy is a billionaire, and he's probably got dirt on just about every big name in the world, including Donald Trump, including Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton, and a number of people who, you know, flew on his lowly the express. Who was friends with him. He's probably got a lot of that. And according to the New York Post, he was discovered by guards sprawled out on the floor at the Metropolitan Correctional Center, where he's been held without bail on sex trafficking charges, according to law enforcement sources. The multimillionaire financier was taken to a nearby hospital. It's unclear how he suffered his neck injuries, although investigators believe it is a possible suicide attempt. That's not necessarily the case. It's also possible he was attacked by another inmate, which often happens in prison to pedophiles. That's right. The sad thing is that even the prisoners, those who are either maybe they're in there innocently, maybe they're in there guilty, but even the prisoners recognize this is somewhere you just don't go. And if they find out you're doing it, they will kill you. They will kill you. They will do what the state should do in matters like this. And, of course, in their case, it ends up being murder. I get it. Not sitting there condoning the action. But what I'm saying is they at least have the good sense to know what should happen to the person. And more people should be dealing with that the same. And it's not just Jeffrey Epstein. Look, Bill Clinton was on there. And if any of you think that he wasn't involved in that, you just remember his words to you, America, when he said, I did not have sex with that woman. I did not inhale. I did not do anything on that Lolita Express. I mean, it's the same thing, right? It'd be a chronic there. So that's out as well. That happened on Tuesday, according to sources there for the New York Post. Another thing that came out this week is with all of the resurrection of the reports from David Steinberg regarding Representative Ilhan Omar, Judicial Watch has put forth an ethics complaint with the House that she should be investigated over immigration, marriage, tax, and student loan fraud. Now, here's the thing. We do have separation of powers. So Congress is not the one who comes in and they bring charges and this and the other. They'll do an investigation. They have to throw those things over into the other branch, which executes the law. Okay, so there's differences. In other words, some people miss some of this because they think, well, police officers just go out there and administer justice. No, we don't want that at all. What we want is police to be responders. We want citizens, obviously, to be armed so they handle criminals as the crime is happening, not call 911 and wait 5 or 10 minutes on the cop to get there. Because it's really not cops' jobs to do that. Cops' jobs is to come and arrest the bad guy, to investigate things, and then present it to a prosecutor who then prosecutes the criminal or the accused under the law. It gives them due process of law. Okay? That's really how things should work. But our mentality today starts to lead us towards cops ought to be the one executing justice. And that's not anywhere near how we should be. So here is Tom Fitton and his outfit up there, Judicial Watch. And look, they do a lot of good things as far as gaining the documents, getting to the truth. But there's got to be somebody who will pick it up and have some resolve to see it through. And that's what we're missing in this country. We're missing people who've got the guts, who will take what's been exposed, and they're in positions of authority to execute justice against the guilty. And we're just not seeing a lot of that. We're really, in fact, we're seeing the opposite. We're seeing either cowards or we're seeing injustice being administered. And you wonder why tyranny continues to grow? That's why. You know why you become more and more frustrated, more and more wore down, more and more weary? Submitting to man's laws, man's twistedness and turning the law of God so that he can somehow get out of it himself. I can give you a perfect example of that. Matthew 23, Jesus confronted the lawyers of the day, the Pharisees, and all those woes in there, read them. Read what he was addressing. He was addressing how they twisted the law so that they could find themselves innocent. It wasn't about justice. It wasn't about mercy. That was something in the Old Testament the prophets brought to the people and said, you've forgotten these things. And God called them to repentance. You've forgotten justice. You've forgotten mercy. It wasn't about that at all. It was about them keeping power. Same thing's true today. The oligarchy up there in D.C. Same thing. Same thing. So here we have the guy from Minnesota. I hope I pronounced his name correctly. I don't want to slaughter his name here. Republican Representative Steve Drazkowski. I think I got that correctly. Boy, they got a funny name up there. He's from Mazepa. Maybe Bradley can correct that. He's up in the Minnesota area. I don't know that. But anyway, he had called for a federal ethics probe of Omar here recently, right? Right after, he was the one who had called for the probe into her use of campaign funds to pay for her attorney. And they found that what they found exactly what he said was going on there was true. And now he's called for them to investigate her ethics or lack of ethics there. And the representative from his congressional district said, I'm not going to deal with that. My people want me to look after health care and prescription drugs. Yeah, that's a constitutional thing to be talking about, isn't it? It's not. So what happens? Tom Fitton and Judicial Watch send a complaint to Chairman Skaggs, David Skaggs. He is the chairman of the U.S. House of Representatives Office of Congressional Ethics. And they ask for him to look into the matter. There is enough documentation that this woman is a fraud front to back, just like Barack Hussein Obama's Satoru Sabarka. She is a fraud. She is, though she's an Islamist, she is very much a Marxist in her thinking, just like Obama. And Obama was a Marxist, okay? And he's called for that. Good. Good. He should call for it. We should be getting behind him and saying, not only should you investigate it, you should get right on investigating it. And then you should be turning it over for this woman to be prosecuted. Period. And yes, you can prosecute a sitting congresswoman. You can. But here's my guess. Because she's got dark skin, because she's a woman, because she's an Islamist, because she is a migrant, even though all the documents seem to indicate she committed all kinds of fraud, her father's here, along with his war criminal buddies from Somalia, here in the country illegally. They know where he is. We got his picture, for goodness sake. They're probably going to let her go. Because talk is enough, right? Donald Trump ripped into her this week. And the other ladies, the other Democrat women who've been attacking him, he ripped into them. Isn't that enough, America? Isn't that right, conservatives? That was him giving it to him. I mean, he got on the top rope. He did a double black backflip, landed on them, crushed them, put them in the figure four. They were almost out, and the bell rang. And they came back out. He did the suplex, and then he did the little thing that you see him do to Ed McMahon. Not Ed McMahon, Vince McMahon. I'm thinking the wrong guy. Remember that old video? The WWE, the wrestling thing? And then he did that to him. And that was the next round. Then what's he saving for? Is he going to get a chair and is he going to whoop him that way? Is that what's going to be next? You get the point. Hot air is that, right? It's hot air. It's not bringing about justice. It's not bringing an end to criminals. Whether they have the name of Nancy Pelosi or Mitch McConnell, whether they are an Ilhan Omar or Rashida Tlaib. And the same thing could be said about her, too, with her fraud. When are we going to have resolve to bring justice and to show mercy? When are we going to do that, America? Or are we content with just words? Is that what we're content with, America? Just words? Big and bad talk, but no do? When are we going to be tired of that? 1-866-582-9933. Final segment coming up. I'm going to end with some positive news. I think you'll be encouraged by it. Hang on with me through the break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Michael Bresciani. I'm the editor of theamericanprophet.org. We recently begun to feature the articles and materials of Bradley Dean, and we're just glad to have him. He has a strong vision for the nation and is witness to young people in his national tours to high school and college campuses.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Welcome back to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Final segment here, and as promised, I'm going to give you some very positive news. Please don't think that I'm talking down to you in this. Mine is rhetorical. We're a people together, okay? And just as all in Adam fell, and those who are in Christ, all of us are resurrected to new life, we're in this together, as Bradley says. I mean, we're in it together. When judgment comes, it's not gonna, my family's not going to escaping that. Neither is yours here in this country. And we're under that, and it's just going to get worse and worse. In fact, I was just thinking today of several instances where even when God is pouring out the judgments upon Israel there in the book of Revelation, where you're reading those judgments, the bowl judgments and the vial judgment, all these things that are being poured out, they keep getting more intense. They keep eating away at different things. We've got the story out where the Midwest farmers, a large portion of them didn't get to plant their corn crops. There's been millions of hogs that have died, calves. Even the ones that got the plant didn't have a very fruitful harvest. That starts leading to famine. All right? Then you start looking at the debt we're taking, all these things, okay? And those are the bad things. Those are the things that we see that are a result of our disobedience. God said he's going to bring that on us. God's being faithful to his word. And he'll be faithful to his word to heal our land if we'll repent. Those people who are called by his name, right? Those of us who name the name of Christ, if we'll repent, then he heals our land. So with that in effect, let me give you a guy who names the name of Christ. He doesn't come from America, though. He comes from North Korea. North Korea. Now, you heard at the top of the hour news about North Korea firing a projectile. Okay, you know, okay. They fired a projectile. They have a they're a country that has just as much right to defend themselves with nukes as anybody else. Sorry, they do. You say, well, they're communists. They're okay. They still have a right to defend their country. But they threaten us. Yeah, and we've threatened them right back, too, haven't we? We've threatened them right back. We're no better than that. We have no moral high ground in that. But, okay, they fire a projectile. There's a guy who was in prison in North Korea. He's a pastor. And this guy seems to understand Christianity better than most American Christians. Kenneth Bay is his name. He's a Korean American pastor. He was held hostage in North Korea from 2012 to 2014. And this past week, he explained that when North Korean authorities arrested him and found out that he was a missionary, he was told that he was trying to overthrow the North Korean government. Why was that? Because he was preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, which said there is no king but Jesus, and there's only one law, and that's God's law. For years, Bay and had been leading teams into North Korea so they could visit as tourists but pray and worship while in the land. The North Koreans also told him that if one person came back and started an orphanage and 10 children became Christians, they would only multiply from there and present a real threat to the nation. Oh, my goodness. If those people became Christians, that would be a threat to the nation. Oh, my goodness. Do you hear that, America? American church? I bet you don't even think like that, do you? You don't even think like that, the American church doesn't. The American church thinks, oh, we don't want to offend them with our religion. I mean, Jesus is okay with us, but he may not just be the right thing for everybody, and you can't just preach that to the people. That's not how he takes it. That's not how Pastor Bay takes it. In fact, here's the great thing. Pastor Bay would go on to talk about desiring, I mean, really desiring that the people be changed. He warned that North Korea is not a country where Christians are being persecuted. It's a country where Christianity has been eliminated. The total elimination is taking place. And if you're Christians, they're going to kill you, and they're going to kill your parents. This is what he said. But he also said that when he started doing what he was doing, he wanted to do it so that it had an impact on a culture that is collapsing. I'll tell you what he's doing in just a moment. But one of the things that he pointed out was, and by the way, he's an author of a book, Not Forgotten, The True Story of My Imprisonment in North Korea, so you can pick that up at Amazon. He also leads the Nehemiah 1 Million Prayer Petition Campaign, which is an effort to mobilize intercession for the people of North Korea. And look, people, the prayers of a righteous man avail much, not little, much. Nothing wrong with getting a million people to call upon the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, David, Solomon, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Apostle Paul, and all the disciples to come down and show himself strong on behalf of his people. Because you know what? Jesus bought North Korea too. That's right. That's his land. The tyrants have just taken it over and the people have fell back from it, but that's his land. That's King Jesus' land. Why Christians sit down in America when this is Christ's land? It's not ours. It's Christ's. Now, if we're his, whatever is his is ours. You know what the Bible says? We're heirs and joint heirs with Christ Jesus. Of course. That land's Christ. And Pastor Bay understands this. In fact, He's quoted as saying that the North Koreans don't fear nuclear weapons half as much as they fear Christianity. Because you guys are going to come in, then people are going to turn to God, and they're going to become Christians. Oh, my goodness, we can't have that. Why? Because they're going to lose their power. And Jesus brings in peace and prosperity there for those who submit to him. He really does. We've seen that in our own history of what he does. Now, Pastor Bay, he was in this labor camp. He got to know many of the guards there in North Korea. And despite the brainwashing that those guards had and from their indoctrination centers, their public school system, he became convinced that they were not so different than him. They were just men made in the image of God. And he wanted to reach them. There are so many people there in North Korea who have not heard the name of Jesus, who have not heard the gospel. It's been shut down. They're trying to do some of that here in America. I mean, they are. There are still some faithful people who are still preaching the gospel, parents who are still passing that on to their children. Amen. Keep it up. Do your job. Pastor Bay has been involved in some things like supplying aid and hiding Bibles and bottles of rice and sending them down the river for the people. And here's the thing. This is what I love. Because Pastor Bay knows that Jesus is king and Jesus is working out things according to his timeline, Pastor Bay wants to be faithful. And here's what he wants to do. Here's his vision for North Korea. This is a guy who was in prison there. He wasn't saying, hey, could you guys nuke these guys off the face of the earth? Like I hear a lot of Christians, neocons, and liberals wanting to say about countries. Nope. Now, what Pastor Bay said, he is looking to print 1 million Bibles and put them in the hands of the people before the collapse that he sees coming comes. Why does he want to do that? Because he believes putting a Bible in every household will provide a blueprint to rebuild that society on a firm foundation to the glory of God, just like America was. See, we've abandoned that foundation. Everything's rotting out from under the foundations. And there are a few people who are coming in to hold up, put the helical piers, if you will, and under the foundation to push the foundation back up and say, this is what we're supposed to be built on. Let's get the rotten wood off the edifice. Let's push the foundation back up where it's supposed to be at. Let's put some new wood in there. Let's put some new brick on top of that. Let's make it the way it was before for the glory of God. This is what Pastor Bay had. And for those of you who are doom and gloom, you bought into a really bad eschatology based on a faulty theology that we're living in the last days and, there's nothing we can do. The world's going to hell in a handbasket. How about reading 1 Corinthians 15? Jesus is in the process of subduing all his enemies. Now, either you believe that or you don't, but I'm here to tell you, you might as well believe it because it's true. You might as well act just like Pastor Bay, wherever you are here in the United States, across the world, listening. And may God bless your efforts, that he may be glorified and the nations rejoice in their King. Until 23 hours from now, Bradley be back with you. So then, Tim Brown, editor at SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. See you.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.